Hello? Yes, this is the Falcon speaking. Oh, Alicia. I'm glad you phoned. No, I'll have to pass, Angel. I'm all tied up on business. Mm-hmm. Some boy I know has a sure thing going, and he feels that together we ought to make a killing.
This is Ed Hurley, friends, inviting you to listen to The Adventures of the Falcon. You met the Falcon first in his best-selling novels. Then you saw him in his thrilling motion picture series. Now join him on the air when the Falcon solves the case of the nervous shakedown. And now, the case of the nervous shakedown. It's Wednesday evening in New York, and a seedy-looking character named Ozzie Miller walks into Blake's, a small bar and grill off 3rd Avenue. Then, spying a familiar face at the bar, he strolls over with an assurance he hardly feels.
Hiya, Mr. Quinn.
Huh?
Cold out tonight, ain't it? But it must be...
What do you want, Miller?
What's the matter? Can I buy you a drink?
You buy me a drink?
Yeah.
That's a switch. What do you intend to use for money?
Don't worry about that, Steve.
Steve?
Hey, Blake, how about a little service down here? What you drinking, Steve?
Look, you crumb, who do you think you're kidding?
But you think I ain't got no money. Take a look at this.
That's quite a roll.
There's a lot more where that came from.
Where'd you get it, Miller?
That happens to be little Ozzie's business. Hey, Blake, we're going to get some service here. But me and my friend have to go elsewhere.
For my part, you can go jump
lay off
right...
him, Blake.
Yeah, sure, Steve.
Now hurry it up, hurry it up. You know what I was thinking, Steve?
Nope.
You ain't seen that blonde anymore, are you?
Oh, you mean Francine Walker?
Yeah. I was wondering if you'd be sore if I,
tried to date her?
If you mind, Steve, just say the word.
Of course not, Ozzy.
You think she'd go out with me?
Well, I should be crazy not to. How'd you like me to fix it up for you?
Would you?
For a pal? Anytime. I tell you what. Let's go in the back and I'll phone her right now.
Blake. Yeah. Mr. Miller and I are going in the back and we don't want to be disturbed for anything.
Yeah, well, what if...
I said for anything. Sit down, Ozzy.
You want a dime?
What?
For the phone.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You want me to call Francine?
Now, what are you going to tell her?
Well, that all depends, Ozzy, on how much you tell me first. How much was in that road you just flashed?
What do you want to know for?
Just curious. I bet you had $500 there.
Look, Quinn, if you don't want to call Francine for me, just say so
Where'd
and
you
I'll...
get that money?
That's for me to know and for you... Hey! Keep your hands to yourself.
Where'd you get that dough?
I found it.
Don't lie to me, you punk.
Hey, let me go.
I'm going to get the truth if I have to break every bone in your body. Personally, that's the way I'd rather do it.
Yes?
Say, this is going to be more fun than I thought.
I beg your pardon.
Are you Laurie Sherman?
That's right.
Well, I'm very glad to know you, Miss Sherman. My name is Steve Quinn.
Steve Quinn?
Oh, don't look so puzzled, honey. There's no reason why you should know me. I don't move in your circle like Ozzie Miller.
What?
Well, you know Ozzie, of course. He's a swell guy. Hey, why don't I come in? Hmm?
I can think of 100 reasons, Mr. Quinn.
Oh, you don't really mean that.
Now, look, if you're not out of here in 2 seconds...
What'll you do, call the police? Oh, I take it then you don't mind if I stay.
What do you want?
Just a chance to get acquainted. Hey, that's an original Picasso up over the fireplace, isn't it?
How would you know?
Oh, you'd be surprised at the things I know, Laura. Now, I'd say you were strictly the 20-carat type. That's what I just finished telling Ozzy.
Now, look, if you think you're going to get any money out of
that's
me...
That's what I had in mind.
Did you ever consider working for it?
Well, it's too obvious. Anybody can do that.
Well, you're wasting your time, Quinn.
You know, I had a feeling you were going to say that.
Did you?
Mm-hmm. So it's lucky that I'm prepared with an answer. Now, Ozzy said if you got difficult to mention Brooklyn and the date December 31st.
What's that supposed to mean?
You're in the best position to know.
How much do you want?
A check for $1,000.
I can't afford it. Not if I have
to... Take care of Miller? Oh, don't you worry your pretty little head about him. He won't bother you anymore. Hey, you want a pen? Now, be honest. Isn't it nicer to deal with me than Ozzy?
I think I'd rather be blackmailed by him.
You'll get used to me, Laura. If you don't, it'll be my own fault, because I'll certainly give you every opportunity. Oh, make that payable to cash, if you don't mind.
Oh, waiter.
Yes, Mr. Gannon?
Have you seen Miss Sherman around?
No, sir.
Well, if she should come in,
Bill,
would you tell...
Bill!
Oh, there you are, Laura. I was beginning to get worried.
Well, I was tied up on a little business matter.
You sure it was business?
Just what do you mean by that, Crack?
Suppose we sit down.
I want to know what you meant.
You were due here at 2:30.
So?
So when you didn't show at 3, I went over to your place. And just as I got out of the elevator, I saw a stocky boy going in.
You don't mean Steve Quinn.
Who?
Never mind. You thought he was my new romantic interest?
What else was I to think? You know how I feel about you, Laura.
No, I don't.
I'm crazy about you.
But you don't trust me.
No, it isn't that, dear.
Then what is it?
I was just curious. Of course, it's none of my business.
You're so right. But you couldn't resist trying to make it yours, and I happen to object. If I were you, Bill, I'd get myself a girl who won't mind.
S. L. 3-1-1-5-2.
Hello?
I'd like to speak to Mike Waring, please.
This is Waring.
Oh, well, my name is Bill Gaynor.
Who?
Bill Gaynor. I've heard a lot about you, Mr. Waring. They tell me the Falcon is the finest private detective in these parts.
Who told you that?
Well, what difference does it make?
None, except that I've been running into that line so often, I'd like to reward the boy who's spreading the propaganda.
I wonder if you could handle an assignment for me. I don't know your fee.
I can tell you. $50 a day plus expenses.
Well, fair enough. I'm interested in a man named Steve Quinn. I'd like to find out everything I can about him.
Why?
Well, what do you mean, why?
Well, I assume your interest in Mr. Quinn is more than academic.
Well, it is. He's been bothering my fiancée.
Well, then she should complain to the police. Quinn's got a record as long as your arm. He's tried everything in his day, from arson to robbery.
Has he ever attempted blackmail?
Wouldn't be surprised.
Well, thanks a lot, Waring. You confirmed a hunch. If you'll send me a bill at the Kempton, I'll be more than glad to take care of it.
That you, Randy? All right, you don't have to break down the door. Next time you might let him...
Who the devil are you?
I'm looking for a Mr. Quinn.
Well, I don't know if I can accommodate you. There are a couple of us. Which one do you want?
Steve Quinn.
Then I'm your party. What's on your mind, mister?
You'd be surprised. My name is Bill Gaynor.
That's interesting.
A couple of hours ago, you were up to see a Laura Sherman.
Was I?
Yep.
Correct me if I'm wrong, Gaynor, but you're no cop, are you?
Nope.
That's what I figured. Somehow you didn't look official to me.
I'm engaged to Miss Sherman.
Well, bully for you. It's a wonderful girl you got there.
And I intend to keep her.
Well, you think that I... Hey, that's very funny.
No, I don't think anything of the sort, Quinn. I know why you went to see Laura. You're blackmailing her.
Look, if you don't mind, friend, try to keep your voice down, will you? This is a public hallway. These neighbors of mine are awfully nosy.
You are going to tear up that check that she gave you.
Am I?
Yep, and you're never going to bother her again.
Well, under the circumstances, I guess there's only one thing for me to do. I'm sorry we don't have an elevator in this house.
Huh?
You'd be surprised how easy it is going down these stairs.
Happy landings, kid.
Can I get your towel, Mr. Gaynor?
What?
I asked if I could get your towel. Hey, what happened to you? Hey, you ought to have a doctor.
How'd you get in here?
The door was open.
Well, you got your nerve.
Yeah, that's a civil service for you.
Civil service?
Oh, didn't I mention it? I'm a cop.
A cop?
Uh-huh, Sergeant Corbin. Heard you had a little trouble at 5 o'clock tonight with a boy named Steve Quinn. Did he do all that to you?
No.
You sure?
Look, it doesn't matter, Sergeant. I don't wish to prosecute.
Well, now, that's very tolerant of you, but unfortunately, the state of New York isn't that broad-minded.
What are you talking about?
Steve Quinn was murdered 20 minutes ago.
He what?
Uh-huh. I hope you got either a good alibi or a good private eye handy. Because confidentially, Mr. Gaynor, I think you can use both. As I live and breathe, if it isn't the one and only Falcon. I've been looking for you.
On business?
Yeah. Ever hear of a boy named Bill Gaynor?
Why?
I'm asking the questions now.
Well, he was up to see me yesterday. He wanted some information about Steve Quinn.
What'd you tell him?
Only what I knew.
Obviously, it was more than enough.
Well, what are you talking about?
Quinn was bumped 2 hours ago.
I don't believe it.
Well, if you'd like to step down to the morgue, I'll be glad to show you the body.
You think Gaynor did it?
I know he did.
You're out of your mind. He couldn't have killed Quinn.
Why couldn't he?
Well, he's not the type. You knew human nature.
But you do.
Yes. Now listen, Sergeant, how's chances of me talking to Gaynor?
You think you can get him out?
I know I can.
Well, that's the kind of a challenge I can't resist. Okay, Mike, but you might as well finish your sandwich first. You'll be eating crow later. Gaynor.
What do you want?
Mike Waring's here.
Mike Waring?
Hello, Gaynor.
Gee, it's good to see you again, Mike.
Well, I don't think there's any reason to detain you any longer, Sergeant.
Does that mean you'd rather I go?
You mind?
Why should I? Anything you want, just yell.
Thank you. All right, Gaynor, sit down.
I didn't kill Steve Quinn.
Then who did? According to the police, you had a fight with him this afternoon.
Yeah, but I didn't kill him.
Now, what was the hassle about?
Absolutely nothing.
You mean he pitched you down a flight of stairs just out of sheer caprice? Look, Gaynor, if I'm going to help you, I'll have to know the whole story.
Well, Quinn and I had trouble over some girl.
What's her name?
What does it matter?
Yes, very much so. Who is she?
Ethel. Ethel Barry.
Where does she live?
Well, as a matter of fact, she's no longer in town.
No, no.
No, I think she had a Continental Trailways ticket for, I believe it was El Paso.
When was this?
Oh, quite a while back.
Tell me something, Gaynor. Do I really look that stupid?
What do you mean?
That story's got more holes in it than my head.
Listen, where...
Only if you're going to make sense. Now, how long have you been engaged to Laura Sherman?
What do you know about Laura?
Just what I read in the papers. Is she the woman in the case?
No.
Now, look, friend, you're in no position to be noble.
I'm not trying to be, but she had absolutely nothing to do with this. If you knew Laura...
Yeah, well,
you...
I don't, Gaynor. And with you in here, this looks like the best time to get acquainted.
All right, Sergeant, open them up.
Of Bill Gaynor to give you my name, Mr. Waring. I can't tell you how I appreciate it.
Well, in all fairness to him, he tried to keep you out of this, Laura.
Laura?
Well, I feel as though I know you so well. After all, I've read so much about you in the papers.
You can't believe everything you read.
You mean it's not true about those 3 divorces and 2 annulments?
It was only 1 annulment.
Well, you know how these tabloids exaggerate.
I do. That's why I intend to keep my name out of them now.
I don't see how you're going to manage that.
I bet you could do it for me.
Well, sure. But where's my incentive?
Would money tempt you?
You might try.
$5,000?
No, I guess it wouldn't. But they say money isn't everything.
Oh. Would you like a drink?
Yes, now that I'd love.
I don't want you to get the wrong idea, Mr. Waring.
Oh, good gracious, no.
Actually, there's no reason for me to be involved in this mess. I never even knew this man, Finn.
Quinn. Steve Quinn.
Well, whatever his name was. And if I didn't know him...
It follows you certainly wouldn't have killed him.
Naturally.
Mm-hmm.
Soda?
Just a squirt. Whoop, that's fine.
Now, honestly, Mike, do you see any reason why I should be involved? Don't misunderstand. If I thought I could possibly help Bill, I'd be tickled to... Excuse me.
Yes, go ahead.
Hello?
Is that you, Miss Sherman?
Who is this?
Don't tell me you've forgotten so soon. This is Ozzie Miller.
I think you have the wrong number.
I said this is Ozzie Miller.
Well, there's no one here named Parker.
What's the matter? Can't you talk?
That's right.
Oh. Okay, call me back later. I'm at the New Bedford.
I don't know what's the matter with the phone company these days.
Yeah, Congress ought to look into it. Well, much as I hate to do this, Laura, I'm afraid I'll have to tear myself away.
Oh, but you didn't even finish your drink.
Well, suppose you keep it warm for me, Angel. Hmm? I may be back sooner than you expect. Hello, Ozzie.
Who are you?
Cut it out, Ozzie. You mean to tell me Laura Sherman didn't call you back?
I don't know what you're talking about.
She must have known I was on my way over. Next time you use a phone...
Look, mister.
Waring is the name.
You better get out of here.
Well, that's a pretty fancy girl you got yourself mixed up with, Miller. And if you don't watch out, she'll be toasting your pants on the Sing Sing Grill.
You're crazy.
Are you and Steve Quinn working together?
Who's Steve Quinn?
How much did you take Laura for?
How much did we take her for?
Well, obviously, you must have been blackmailing her.
Why? Because they called her? Maybe we're in love.
Well, I'd forget it, Ozzie. I don't think you're her type. That's why I can't understand where you picked up whatever it was you were holding over her. Is that where Quinn came in?
I told you to get out of here.
I assume you have a permit for that gun.
No, but it can blow just as big a hole in you. You want to see?
No, that won't be necessary, Ozzie. I know when I'm not wanted.
Three.
Hello?
That you, Randy?
Who wants to know?
Ozzie Miller.
Oh, listen, you...
I just called you to do you a little favor. You know who's working for Bill Gaynor?
I don't care
who... It's Mike Waring.
Who?
Waring. I bet Bill Gaynor don't go to the chair for knocking off Steve.
You think so?
Well, you know the rep that Waring's got. He's not wrong very often. I thought you might want to do something about boosting his average.
Say, Jack.
Oh, me?
I wonder if you could give us some help. Where's the Hayden Planetarium?
I'm go down three blocks, then turn right. Then right again at the next light.
Look, Jack, I hate to put you to any trouble, but do you suppose you could take us over there?
What?
Come on, Waring. Get in.
Well, if you insist.
I do indeed. All right, Harold.
You know, nobody's going to believe this.
Won't they?
This kind of stuff went out of Little Caesar.
Well, maybe this is the right time for a revival. It all depends on how you feel about that client of yours.
You mean Bill Gaynor?
Yeah. He's got a fry for that Steve Quinn killing.
I don't know, friends. Beginning to look better for him all the time.
I hate to hear that, Waring. Maybe you better just drop the case.
Well, I don't want to seem stubborn, but I'll have to have some pretty good reasons.
Well, wait till Harold finds a nice, quiet spot, and I'll give you some. I bet they'll all hit you in the right place.
Oh. Mike, come on, Mike, wake up.
Huh?
Quit faking. You're in the hospital now.
Oh, what happened, Sergeant?
What happened? You're the luckiest guy in the world, that's all. You were hit over the head at least a dozen times.
Oh.
Sure, if they picked any other spot, you would have been a dead pigeon.
Why, you no good.
Now, do you want to tell me about it?
Now, why should I? Where's my client?
He's still sitting.
You mean you didn't let Gaynor go after this?
What's one thing got to do with the other?
Oh, you idiot. Why do you think I was beaten up? They were afraid I'd get Gaynor off.
I see.
You don't see a thing.
Well, then maybe you better explain it to me.
Gaynor was engaged to Laura Sherman.
That I told you.
Well, Steve Quinn was shaking her down.
Oh, really?
Yes, and there were several others in the deal.
Who, for instance?
For instance, a punk named Ozzie Miller. The party you want is the man behind Miller, and I know who he is. Now, if you want a description...
No, let me do it this time, huh? He's 5'11", black hair, weighs about 190.
How did you know that?
My mother was frightened by Mr. D.A.
Oh.
Shall I go on impressing you?
You can try.
Your assailant's first name's Randy. When last seen, he was driving a green Nash. License number 438712.
Then you got him, huh?
No, but we will have in about 20 minutes.
Well, I tell you, this Randy is the boy who killed Quinn.
I don't see how you get that.
He practically admitted it to me. He was afraid I'd get Gaynor off.
Well, you can hardly blame him. You see, Randy's last name is Quinn.
What?
Yeah, he's Steve's brother. He's afraid you'd help his brother's killer get off.
Well, I figured...
Yeah, you figured. You know, that's some head you got on your shoulders, Mike. I can't blame Randy for trying to knock it off.
Now, back to the adventures of the Falcon. An hour has passed since Mike Waring fell flat on his face. As we find him now, he's huddling with his client trying to discover where he tripped.
I'm sorry, Mike, but I can't think of a thing.
You've got to, Gaynor. You only had an alibi.
I haven't. I was home all alone when Quinn was killed.
Well, that's not good enough.
What, can the police prove I wasn't?
No, they can't. That's the big item in your favor. But we can get you out of here if you'll just admit one thing.
Fine.
Your fight with Quinn concerned Laura Sherman. Now, come on, Gaynor. You might as well tell me the truth. I know most of it already. Quinn was blackmailing her.
That's right.
Well, what did he have on her?
Laura wouldn't tell me.
Where did Ozzie Miller fit in?
Who?
Ozzie Miller.
Laura didn't mention him.
Well, is it possible that Miller was working on his own?
I wouldn't know.
Well, suppose he was. Yeah, and suppose Quinn muscled in.
Well, then you think that...
I think it's high time we assembled our complete cast. We've got enough now to make it curtains for someone.
Friends, we are gathered here on this solemn occasion.
No, 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 that's the wrong speech, Sergeant.
Well, what difference does it make, Mike? Mr. Miller wasn't paying attention anyway.
What's the matter, Ozzie? You bored?
You guys think you're smart.
Well...
I don't want to heckle, but when you two Rover boys are through playing games, I'd like to go.
Oh, what's your hurry, Laura? Don't you want to help us solve our little problem?
Yeah, who do you think killed Quinn?
I thought Mr. Gaynor was responsible.
I decline the nomination, Laura.
I still think you should be drafted, darling.
Well, that's not very charitable of you, Angel. Bill went to see Quinn because of you.
I didn't ask him to. It wasn't my fault if he wanted to play Sir Galahad.
Wasn't it?
No. We had a dinner date, and when I phoned him at 6 o'clock to call it off, he asked me to forgive him.
Hmm?
We'd had a quarrel earlier that day.
About Quinn?
Yes. Somehow he guessed that Quinn was blackmailing me.
Well, I guess that does it, Sergeant.
You mean she...
I mean she'll make a first-class witness against Gaynor.
What are you babbling about?
Well, don't breathe it to a soul, Gaynor. But I was wrong about you all along. Now, ain't that enough to kill you?
You know, Mike, there's only one thing that bothers me.
Is there?
Yeah. When I think of the way you fouled up this case...
Well, now, that's gratitude for you. I give the man a killer.
You what?
Well, just because you had Gaynor in the brig doesn't mean a thing. You never would have gotten a conviction. You didn't have a shred of proof.
You've got your nerve. I said all along that Gaynor killed Quinn because he was crazy about that girl.
Yeah, well, that just proves how flimsy your case was. That wasn't his motive at all.
No.
No, he killed Quinn because Steve muscled in on his personal gravy train.
Come again?
Look, if anybody was going to blackmail Laura, it was going to be Gaynor. Who do you think was working with Ozzie Miller?
Gaynor?
Certainly. And who else was in a position to know what Laura would pay off on? Oh, incidentally, what was that business anyway?
Well, according to Miller, New Year's Eve, while Laura was under the influence, she killed a pedestrian in Brooklyn.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah, she's a grand girl. But we'll get her for it. And I still insist Gaynor could have gone over to see Quinn because she sent him.
No, never. What time did Gaynor have that tussle with Quinn?
5 o'clock in the afternoon.
And it wasn't until 6 o'clock that night that Laura told him of her troubles. Obviously, then, the information had to come from his partner, Ozzie Miller.
Well, it could have come from you.
No, never. All I told him was that Quinn had a record. So now, will you behave?
Oh, you have the nerve to sit there so smugly after lousing up this whole case.
Well, you're a great one to talk, and after all I've done for you...
All you've done for me?
Well, sure. I've always been ready to share everything 50-50 with you. And when I make a mistake,
yes.
I'm perfectly willing for you to take the rap. Now, what could be fairer than that?